Girard isolates three distinct bodies within the community: the model, the rival, and the ritual victim. And he sees within the community a driving function of competition and the potential for violence. So the model, in our case, the plantation elite or elite whites, are in possession of an object. They're in possession of something. In the political realm, we might think of this solely as capital, but if we think of it more broadly, they're really in possession of something called white, which stands for all sorts of things, concepts of election, purity, goodness, and providence. And I was doing research in the Widener Library at Harvard, and they had this book, and it had something like the 23 races of English people, which sounds surprising, right? But not really, right? It all feeds into that chain moving towards the elite model, the person who is holding the desirable quality at the top. Now, elites are able to generate allegiance, and they are able to generate disciples by making whiteness a desirable quality.